Hal back in the States.
Right. This is the Hal, WFMU, East Orange. It was, what was that, Carl Newman and his Nighthawks with the Rockin' and a Stompin'. Counting Backwards, that. Leon Peels with Cottonhead Joe. Buddy Sharp and the Shakers with Jumpin' the River. The Astro Jets with Boom Malay. And we opened up with Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds and My Babe. It's actually the flip side of a big hit, right?
Which big hit was that?
I Love You So Much on the Donna label. Subsidiary of Delphi label.
You happen to have any session dates on that or possibly a Matrix number?
I don't know. Of course, the news story I was going to start off with is missing.
Naturally. Den's on the job.
Thanks, Den. You're right on top of it. Maybe we'll get it by 7 o'clock. Okay.
We'll do the good stuff in the car on the way back.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to meet us out on the turnpike, we'll roll down the window.
Let's start off with one. This is from Boston, where they know how to do things right. A prisoner climbed onto a jail roof and stumped officials trying to coax him down by making a demand only ardent students of television trivia could meet. Name all 6 children on the Brady Bunch. Nobody in the Dear Oliver...
Shantae, Aisha...
Mohammed. Nobody in the Deer Island jail staff knew the answer... which was
Peter, Greg, Bobby, Marcia,
and
Jan,
Muffy,
Cindy,
Bunny,
and Ebbis.
But after more than 5 hours, the inmate felt sorry for the officials and came down. Anyway, he was jailed.
That was big of him.
The inmate, jailed since October for receiving a stolen vehicle, was not identified because no charges were filed. The inmate had wrapped himself in a sheet and used the scaffolding to scale the 5-floor prison on Tuesday. He did this on a lark, a prison official said.
It would have been cooler if he'd wrapped himself in, like, a leisure suit, you know, bell bottoms.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a really good one for Il Bruch from the arms desk, but I...
Well, yeah, from the heavily armored Sport of Kings desk.
Oh, you got it. Oh, cool.
Long Island Hunter was killed when his shotgun went off as he used it to club a deer to death, a police source said.
Well, at least he was sporting about it.
Well,
this
is a classic case of, like, the right tool for the right job, folks, you hunters. James Lucky Meerman, 34, of Southampton, was hunting in Bridgehampton with 2 friends Tuesday when he shot a deer in the woods off Werewolf Path. Read it as it's written, folks. The wounded animal bolted and collapsed, and Meerman moved in to check on it. When he found the deer still alive, he grabbed the barrel of his shotgun so he could hit it with the butt, the source said. Gun went off when he struck the deer, and Meerman was hit in the chest.
Well, I have heard a lot about deer attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. I guess they're finally getting their revenge.
Yeah. We have one little update. Last week we did the Ted Nugent story and all the new things he's merchandising, including...
Mm-hmm. Well, what he should merchandise is, like, the brick on the lanyard for your belt so these things don't happen ever again.
Well, one of the things he's merchandising is a home video for bow hunters with 10 explicit kills. And we were kind of confused about what an explicit kill was. Well, our boy Roscoe, genius that he is, managed to explain it to us.
That's one with a money shot.
First,
right?
He rapes the deer, then he shoots it. So that is an X-rated Ted Nugent home bow hunters video. This is our new news loop. Nobody can hear it, but
Sally,
we got to it a little later.
That was good.
Nobody can hear it except the 20,000 people listening.
Make that take off about 4 zeros, I think. Anyway, we got some announcements, I guess. Not many. For you Stax Records fans, it's a big weekend, I guess, in New York City here. Because tonight, Booker T and the MGs are up at the Lone Star Cafe.
I thought
Cafe.
It was next week.
The 12th.
Oh, bummer.
13th, that's today, right? Yes, last night and tonight.
But that's like that song's Al Jackson?
Didn't
he die or something?
Yeah, Al Jackson is dead. Different drummer.
Why does it say Eddie Floyd on the in the ad? Any idea?
Eddie Floyd?
It says Eddie Floyd in the voice.
Wow. I didn't know that. Well, that would be...
Maybe we should go.
If Eddie Floyd is there, that might be great.
What, does Eddie Floyd play drums now? Is that the deal?
I don't know.
I guess he just knocks on wood, huh?
Maybe Warren Lee can call in with an update.
Yeah, that actually would be appreciated.
And tomorrow, over at the Village Gate, is Carla Thomas and William Bell, Stax alumni.
Gee
there.
Gee whiz. It's just a Stax Volt freakout weekend.
Yeah.
Y'all.
And then tonight, down at the Green Parrot, Neptune, New Jersey, Roscoe's gang, Mr. Vibe, with his new brutally loud guitar freakout band.
Uh-huh.
They've been together for... It'll be their 1-week anniversary tomorrow.
Yeah, there it is, folks.
And they've already been written about in the Times. They've already played the sellout crowds in New York and Hoboken. The Times called them a rockabilly band. But
go ahead, live it down, Sco.
The Village Voice called tonight's the night a rockabilly record. A rock, Neil Young's Tonight, they called that a rockabilly record, so I guess that would make Sko a rockabilly.
I hate all rock critics. I hate all rock critics.
And let's see, there's something else. Oh, tonight, for those of you like me who like to stay home, TNT, everybody's favorite cable station.
That show with Mr. T on it?
No, the TNT Network, Ted Turner, you know, channel, I guess it's channel 19 on Manhattan Cable.
Mm-hmm.
No, 21 on Manhattan Cable. They have a Todd Browning triple feature starting at 12:45 tonight with Freaks, 2:10 a.m. That's tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on which way you're coming at it. Mark of the Vampires, and at
not that other one that came with the free bar.
No, this is the '30s one.
Okay.
And that's Mark of the Devil.
Oh, sorry.
3:30 a.m. The Unholy Three, which rarely shows with Lon Chaney. Boy, great movie.
That's a good one, huh?
That is a great one. I've
never seen that.
And we'll get to the FMU legal situation after the next. What do you think? We'll get some more news done.
Yeah.
We'll play some more records.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to do? Should we rock a little? Let's get the news loop off and bring the chickens back a little. What am I asking you guys for? It'll take us 20 minutes to decide. We'll just play some more rock on all records.
Don't ask Dan.
Then we'll do the blues hangover a little later.
Okay. As a market.
Yeah. Okay. What do we got queued up here? Oh, there's a good one. Macy Skipper, Bop Pills. You gotta like this one.
What if we don't?
I'll fire myself.
I woke up last night and I thought I was going to die. Oh, they say. I woke up last night and I thought I was going to die. Oh, they say. My doctor came a-running and my family stood by. Well, now, say, he left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. He left 3 bop pills for 10, 2, and 4. Hey man, when they hit me, I landed in the middle of the floor.
Through the courtesy of Gertie's Girdles. Gertie's Girdles, first of all, let me ask you girls a personal question. Ladies, when you sit down, do you have a hangover? You might need a Gertie Girdle. Try a Gertie Girdle for the gigantic girl. Gertie's Girdles can keep an unfortunate situation from spreading. And remember, when you use a Gertie girdle, you're using a girdle made by the first people in the meatpacking business. Gertie's also makes brassieres. They come in 3 sizes: medium, large, and G. Monetti. Once I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Hips shaking, mama, come a rock, rock, rock it, rockin' like she did before. Hey, crazy little mama, come a knock, 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 just like she did before. Well, I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby, but she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, I stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama, come a knockin', a knockin' like she did before. If you got a little mama and you're gonna keep it neat, keep your little mama get right off of my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. So knock, knocking on my door. Raise your little mama, knock, 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 just like you did before.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Now if you don't know what it's all about and you feel like rocking, you'll soon find out. I want to tell you, show you how to do the wobble. All you do is hold your partner. Now swing. It's what you told, cause the wobble ain't nothing but a shake and roll. Now swing! Hours you can still go strong. Now swing. To get your kick. Now swing! And now you wobble.
You'll excuse me, folks, if I light a cigarette. Won't you? It's so comforting to light a good cigarette and really relaxes you, make you feel good. And this job don't pay enough to be miserable. Of course, it's a good job. But I don't want a good job. I want some money.
Jungle.
Right. Hound here. WFMU.
He dies.
He's starring.
He did not.
We're still here for now. Anyway, that was Rex and Herb with Come Back Big Bertha. We heard Jimmy McCracklin in The Wobble. Johnny Carroll, Crazy Little Mama. Roscoe Gordon with El Toro. Now, isn't that a good one?
Which of these is going to, it's what the Cramps have ripped off for their new album?
Oh, they did a cover version of the first song we heard there, Bop Pills.
Oh, okay.
I heard it on the Wild Girl show. It was really bad.
There's a shock.
So, you know, you can hear the good version here. And, oh, happy birthday to Wild Girl, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday, Erica.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 14.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's get to the serious thing here. The drag, right? There's two kinds of people in this world, my kind and scumbags. And of course, you know, they're always picking on
your kind of people.
Anything good, yeah. So let me get to this license challenge announcement. By now, many of you have heard that WFMU is facing a serious threat to its existence. Three other non-commercial radio stations have asked the FCC to cut our power from 1,440 watts down to 650 watts.
Is that the end of paragraph one?
No, I'll let you know. The FCC is considering their request and will make a ruling sometime this year. If we do have to drop our power to less than half of what it is, well, you folks must know, but it's been this way for 25 years. We will lose many of our listeners and have a very difficult time raising enough money to keep the station going.
Together, the three stations who are fighting us have 80,000 watts. We have 1,440, and they're trying to cut us down to 650. The three of them have an annual budget of well over $2 million a year. We have an annual budget of $135,000. They get government money, college money, grants, and underwriting. We rely completely on listener contributions, and the three of them are splitting the expenses that it costs to fight. We have to pick up the tab by ourselves. They claim that we interfere with 3,000 of their potential listeners. To solve this problem, they propose cutting WFMU off from over 2 million potential listeners. Back to you, Hound.
There are a lot of things a listener can do to help, but right now what we're trying to do is collect as many individual letters as possible from you listeners. We will collect these letters, and we have, like, you know, 10,000 of them. We will submit them to the FCC, who have already received hundreds of letters. And we'd like to thank everybody who's sent their letters in already. We have gotten several hundred letters this week. If you have not written a letter of support yet, here is the information to include.
Do it, folks.
How long you've been listening or contributing to WFMU. If you listen to FMU despite spotty reception, make sure to put that in your letter. Talk about what the station means to you. If WFMU was to disappear from your dial, write whether or not you would be able to find a substitute for it. Be sure to include your full name and address. Now send your letters off. Go get your crayons. WFMU Station Manager, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Do not write the FCC directly or your congressman, because your letter will just end up in the wastebasket. And tell any friends or relatives of yours who listen to WFMU, write to us. Now, we can't mention the name of these stations right now at this point, but you can hear a weekly update on the situation and everything that is known about it every Wednesday at 12:15, and it will be rebroadcast every Wednesday night at 9:30. Now, 12:15 Wednesday afternoon, Ken Friedman will take your calls on the air for any calls that you have.
Questions, and comments, whatever.
Yeah, we also could refer you to articles in this week's New York Press and last Wednesday's New York Newsday.
Now, folks, the correspondence end of this is really, really important, and so don't, like, you know, intercourse around with it. You know, spell it out as the guidelines have suggested, because it's really going to come in handy later.
All right. Let's get back to the news. Oh, Chester the molester cartoonist convicted of child molestation in Ventura, California.
Boy, art follows life. Vice versa.
The cartoonist who created Hustler Magazine's Chester the Molester has been convicted of molesting a teenage girl. Dwayne Tinsley, age 44, found guilty of 5 child molestation counts by a Superior Court jury on Friday. Jurors agreed Tinsley had substantial sexual contact with a girl, but also acquitted him of 6 charges and deadlocked on another 5. The cartoon created by Tinsley depicts a lecherous character and his attraction to young girls. The girl in question, he faces 16 years in jail. The girl in question was 13 when they started, and then 17 at the present moment. And evidence presented at the trial said Tinsley's co-workers, "You can't write this stuff all the time if you don't experience it."
Oh, God.
Well,
kind of a method pervert, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's Dan. Yeah, the sun is blotted out.
Does Den have a news story?
A related news story, sort of another sex-related story here. Downtown trendies who expect tonal poetry or conceptual art at the kitchen are in for a shock Saturday night. The headliner is porn star and personal friend of Jim Marshall's, I believe, Annie Sprinkle.
Former roommate of Shard. Yeah, I spent Thanksgiving with her and her mom and her, no, her dad and her sister.
Close personal friend of our pal Dale Ashman. Well, anyway, Annie will perform for an audience including 50 friends and members of Pony, Prostitutes of New York. Sprinkle, born Ellen Steinberg.
As were we all.
Who's deep inside Annie Sprinkle, was a big hit in 1982, plans to do her, quote, bosom ballet and an ancient sacred prostitute ritual ecstasy dance.
Which, Dan, would you like to demonstrate that for us right now?
This is from page 6. What they don't mention, one of her bits that she does, Dale was telling me about, she apparently sits in a chair on stage with her legs spread and inserts a speculum and invites the audience to come up and observe her cervix and take pictures if they want. So anybody looking for
bring the kids, folks.
That kind of good time.
Next time you say, boy, it looks purple.
Yeah, I have nothing
Hound
to say about
speechless.
That.
Speechless.
Although me and the Jerla were walking down Ludlow Street about a month ago or so, And we saw Annie was putting on some show, not at Max Fish, but at that little gallery down the block from it.
Yeah.
She had some guy chained onto a table and was shaving his armpits.
So if you're in for that kind of fun, Annie Sprinkle at the kitchen.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, let's go to Blues Hangover, I guess. This is WFMU East Orange, and we'll be getting notes. We got coming up, we got a Hillbilly Hangover and some Many Moods of Link Ray set. Idiot
right.
Rock and Roll by Great Rock and Roll by Big Morons. We have a VOM set, a State of the Vibe report.
Well, how is this Great Rock and Roll by Big Morons any different than any other week?
Oh, you'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, let's kick off the Blues Hangover this time with Little Walter.
Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gone away, leave you. You just don't know. Heard some bad talk. Something that you said. Something that you said. Something that you said. Please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. My kind of baby, you know it so. I can tell you, you know it ain't no joke.
Bye. Oops.
Find a world can lose. Yes, with the stuff I got. Said they really need me, and they sure bring all the pain. Stop your woman from grinning in my face. Better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Why, Nubby? You wake up one evening morning, boy, better duck your place. Yes, I will. Something.
Boy, you know that dog got down? They couldn't kill him.
And meanwhile, back in the States,
you find the hound, and that's today's Blues Hangover. Sonny Boy Williamson giving some dignity to the subject of a coon hunt there. Counting backwards, we heard Guitar Nubit with Big Leg Woman.
How do you spell that?
N-U-B-B-I-T-T.
This is for the folks writing in about the station.
Yeah, as opposed to Piano Nubit, Slim Nubit. Clifton Chenier with The Big Wheel, Jerry McCain with Things Ain't Right, and we open up with Little Walter, Hate to See You Go. And renouncements. Roscoe's Gang, tonight, Neptune, New Jersey, at the...
birthplace of the Dan Electro Guitar.
Yeah, the Green Parrot, Neptune, New Jersey. Booker T and the MGs tonight at the Lone Star Cafe.
With Eddie Floyd in some mysterious undescribed role.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night over at the Village Gate, Carla Thomas and William Bell. And tonight at the Court Tavern, this is free. The Mad Daddies are playing, and they're doing a little video shoot live from a dive, live video. So it's free to get in, and you can get your face on a home video.
Mm-hmm.
And, Den, you're holding something there. Could it
be? You're holding back from us, Dennis?
Could it be?
It's a news.
You have something for the group?
It's a news up.
Wait, we got a news loop, which one listener already called in a complaint on it. Yeah. Can we dedicate one meatball to that listener?
Very good, Hound. First I've heard it. We missed it the time before because Sally had the headphones on.
Yeah, well.
News update. Remember the amorous janitors story?
No.
From Albany? The state the state workers who
Oh, yeah, that wasn't too good of a story, was it?
Well, here we go with not too good of an update.
Too good of an update.
Isn't that one we nixed this morning?
I don't know.
And
should we forget about it? I'll forget about it if you want.
No, you've already raced it. You've already raced it 5 minutes. Let's go.
Feelings now. Anyway, they fired both people.
That's the whole story? Hear that, folks? They fired both people.
Two state janitors, a man and a woman, who were reportedly videotaped in a 14-hour sex marathon on a bureaucrat's desk.
14 hours? That's no marathon. That's the hound getting warmed up.
Have been fired. It was also learned that one of those dismissed was voted State Employee of the Month last June. So anyway, they are appealing their dismissals.
They're going to appeal to something other than each other.
Tom Tubbs, the State Office of General Services spokesman, said it's kind of difficult to prove that they actually were having sex on a job, but there are some people in this office claimed that they did make videotape. So.
And the dog won't stop licking that part of the desk.
There you have it.
Anyway, man steals calzone, stabs six men after he is chided.
Good headline there for the Times.
Yeah. Man who stole a calzone from a Manhattan pizza
Don't
parlor.
Don't chide me!
This is last Sunday. Stabbed six men in the melee that began when a customer told him to put that damn calzone back.
Nobody talks to me like that and lives.
We had a similar run-in here one time, actually in the old place in the basement between Handsome Dick Manitoba and Ken Friedman's dog Carson.
You read it in the news day. This is where dogs roam free.
Right. Four of the men were in stable condition after the disturbance outside Caesar's Pizzeria at West 84th Street and Amsterdam Avenue, if you want to go get a slice.
Check out the chalk marks.
Yeah, there were no arrests. Sergeant Renson said a disturbance began inside the pizza parlor at 2:30 a.m. when a man got tired of waiting in line and grabbed a calzone, which according to the Times is an Italian turnover filled with cheese and meat.
It could also describe the employees.
Right. One of the six told him to put it back, but instead the man pulled the knife and started randomly and wildly stabbing six men.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
As the fight spilled out on the sidewalk, several neighborhood men joined them. Side of the man who had taken the calzone and swung consolidated Edison barriers at the other six men. One victim ran a block and a half, and the suspect followed him, stabbed him, and then ran back in front of the pizza parlor. Obviously, he wanted the calzone a little warmer. Anyway, there you go.
Food, death, the whole thing.
Sally had a good story, but she disappeared.
Yeah.
Sally.
I miss her.
We're down one redhead.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's a good one. Long stretch. I was going to give this to Bruce to do. I'll read it and you can say something funny about it. How's that? San Jose, California. A banner that took 3 months to finish was supposed to say welcome in Tagalog, the native language of the Philippines.
Now?
But its message left some red-faced instead of warm-hearted. An embarrassed Filipino security guard noticed the mistake in the banner when it went up outside the San Jose Public Library Wednesday. The guard explained that the $10,000 sign translated into circumcision, not welcome. There was the error was found in a 30-foot-high banner with messages in 27 languages that was on display for the library's rededication. It was renamed after Martin Luther King Jr. Greetings in other languages were also wrong. Welcome in Swedish and Dutch were both misspelled. But
But they're really red-faced because it took like this Japanese soldier that wandered out of the jungle and started cracking up to clue them into the fact that they'd blown it. Was that funny? No, that was just colorful.
It's close.
Okay.
Took four people to take the whole banner down. Anyway.
There you go. Well, my meter's running.
Okay, let's play some records and then hope Roscoe calls in with something amusing to say.
I hope.
What do we got queued up here? Oh, yeah, somebody called last week. They wanted to hear some drunk driving song. So, happy to oblige a week later.
Yeah. The Overdrive.
Stop. Hold the red light. If you want to stay. Stop. Hold the red light. Now go to your grave. Stop. Hold the red light. And don't do wrong. The life you save might be your own. Stop for the red light if you want to be safe. At 20 miles an hour you can handle your car. You hit your brakes and you don't go far. At 40 miles an hour you're a little bit worse. You hit someone, you need a doctor and a nurse. At 60 miles an hour that's really the limit. If you save a life it's a real darn gimmick. Stop. Red light. If you want to be safe. Stop. For the red light. Now go to your grave. Stop for the red light and don't do wrong. The life you save might be your own. Stop. For the red light. If you want to be safe. Sign says stop, look, and listen. If you don't, you come up missing. Stop for the red light in your head, or soon you'll find your own self dead. Obey that sign, says parks and schools. Don't you do no harm here, too. Cut your speed, don't do wrong. The life you save might be your own. Stop for the red light if you want to be saved. For the red light, I'll go to your grave. Stop for the red light and don't do wrong. The life you save might be your own. Stop for the red light if you want to be safe. Stop for the red light. Stop for the red light. Stop for the red light. You see, I told that fool.
This is a hit!
I found a home, don't have to roam. I found a home, don't have to roam. I ain't lonely no more, like I was before. I am so happy, I found my mother. Ain't that enough? Found my sister and brother. Oh, 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 oh.
I know Anthony, black girl no more. I know Anthony, black girl no more. I'm a happy boy. I'm bound on.
ain't lonely no more like I was before. Oh, 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 oh.
This is a hit.
Chance members of this movement toward better music for better living.
Me down.
This is a hit!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. And what do we got here? Bunch of trashy R&B records. That was Connie Mack Booker, Love Me Pretty Baby. Screaming Joe Neal with Don't Quit Me Baby. Bobby Mitchell and Sister Lucy. Clarence Frogman Henry by request, I Found a Home. Harold Barrage for the guy who wanted to hear the drunk driving songs. I suspect that might have been Randy. Stop for the Red Light. A little correction here in our announcements. Thank my cousin Louie for this one. Booker T and the MGs is next weekend. So
we can mull over this Eddie Floyd conundrum for the next 7 days.
Right. So you can go see Roscoe down at the Green Parrot, or if your stacks
there it is. 1990.
Fix has to come in. Carla Thomas and William Bell tomorrow night at the Village Gate. Or you can stay home and watch the Todd Browning films on TNT. Or go see the Mad Daddies at the Court Tavern. And...
Or you can sit on the couch and play guitar, which is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, think so?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, we got one from the hippopotamus desk.
From the Be Kind to Dumb Animals desk.
Well, immigration authorities have a new secret weapon, 2-ton hippos. A man trying to cross illegally into Zimbabwe from Zambia at night was crushed to death by a rogue hippopotamus. I think that's opposed to a well-behaved hippopotamus.
No, that was a hippopotamus wearing rouge.
Rouge, yeah. And his son was seriously injured by the beast. The 2-ton hippo chased Gibson Mtonga and his son as they were crossing the border near Victoria Falls. Boy, it's just dangerous to, you know, go from one country to another these days, I guess.
Talk about jet lag,
especially in Zambia. That hippo sitting on you.
Oh.
Life's cheap.
Yeah.
And how cheap. Man pays student to run him over.
They're all men.
Wow, college students looking for some, get you... with some spending money, here's a good...
Yeah, really, good really, pick up some spare change. Fremont, California. A man paid a college student to kill him by running him down with a car, police said. Graham Glickfeld, who was killed over the weekend, this is a couple weeks ago, had made similar requests before. Please run me over. Sandwich board walking down the sidewalk. But it was stopping people in their cars. But it was not clear why he wanted to die. Police spokesman said this was obviously a man with some emotional problems. The driver, Michael K. Doshot, 27, a student at San Jose State University, was arraigned Wednesday on murder charges and held without bail. It was murder for hire, said the police sergeant. Police would not say how much money was involved, only that it was not a lot. There we go. He was found in a supermarket parking lot.
Speaking of bad ways to make a living.
I guess there are no train tracks in the neighborhood.
Carroll City, Florida. Two brothers are accused of abducting a woman and exchanging gunshots with her father in a kidnapping scheme that fell apart because they had to be home by 10 p.m., police said. Antoine Robertson, age 18, and his 16-year-old brother were charged Thursday with armed robbery, kidnapping, and aggravated assault in the abduction of an 18-year-old Adriana Buffington of Dade County. Robinson was awaiting trial on an unrelated armed robbery charge and wore a special beeper around his ankle to let the authorities know he'd be in at 10
p.m. Billy's brother.
This case was a comedy of errors. These two victimized an innocent family and could have easily killed somebody. Evidently, they planned to abduct a drug dealer, but they got to the they ended up at the wrong house and abducted the 18-year-old Miss Buffington, who was forced into her father's car as her younger sister ran screaming for help. Their father fired a shot from his .38 caliber revolver, and the gunman fired at least 10 shots at the house with automatic pistols. They later made a call from a payphone demanding $18,000 for her return, but dropped the plan at 9:30 p.m. when the money was not found at a church where it was where it was supposed to have been left. She was returned unharmed to her home with her hands cuffed. Police said fingerprints Robinson left in the car led them to arrest him and his brother.
That and the fact that he wanted a considerable amount of money and wire cutters.
Yeah.
Time for one more crime story here.
Go ahead, Denois.
Housing cops, following a trail of ammunition found in an East Harlem apartment, were led by two youngsters to more bullets in a doll's baby carriage and a cache of guns hidden under a mattress the kids slept on. Police said they found four automatic handguns, all loaded, stashed between the mattress and box spring in a room shared by a six-year-old boy and a five-year-old girl. Cops made the shocking discovery Thursday in the 10th floor apartment on Palladino Avenue after the children's mother, Maribel Veloch, called police to enforce an order of protection. Veloch, 23, wanted her boyfriend, check this name out, Hector Snake Rivera, 23, arrested. When officers arrived in Veloch's apartment, they noticed a candy dish chock full of 44 and 45 caliber bullets.
Take one.
And an automatic clip. Yeah, for
chocolate?
Good for your teeth.
Anybody who might happen to drop by shy of a little ammo. Police said the little girl offered to show the officers hundreds more bullets inside a toy doll carriage in their room. Then the boy said, "You think that's something? You should see this."
Oh, God.
He wanted to show us an assault rifle he said his mother was beaten with, but they only found a picture of the assault rifle. But they did find
a piece of mom's head.
They did find a bulletproof vest, a gas mask, a crossbow, and numerous
Ted Nugent home video maybe.
numerous spent rounds of ammunition apparently fired into the apartment wall.
It moved.
So Snake and the woman are arrested, and the kids are in protective custody.
That's nice.
Yo, Snake, caveman.
So,
caveman in a penthouse.
What do you think? Speaking of cavemen, you think our vibe meister will get this in, or should
Roscoe?
Should we vom without him?
Might have to.
Well, we got.
Do you want to establish some sort of ground rule here? I mean, I think he's already blown it, isn't he?
Well, I usually give him 5 minutes. We got 1 minute left.
Uh huh.
But we got something really...
Roscoe
did come back from Missouri bearing something that will definitely... we have to forgive him for missing those two vibe reports in a row. First off, he lost the phone number and he was in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And he came
back...
That's
what he said.
With this session that he played on along with D. Clinton Thompson and Lou,
a note from his mom.
A guy named Joey Skidmore came back with a tape that he handed to me with a smile on his face and didn't say a word. The tape was just labeled butt steak.
Uh-huh. That famed poo-poo eating grin.
Boy, you're going to like this one, folks. So,
or you're going to spin the dial.
Well, we may have to break into the VOM set at some point.
As long as we don't break into Butt Steak or the MC5 Chestnut.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got right now?
The
world debut of Butt Steak.
Special ribbon cutting ceremony.
I'm worn out and beat. I crack a cold beer and I pop up my feet. Big Mama's in the kitchen just a slaving away. I'm tired and I'm all hungry at the end of the day. Rough shaved ham, plus the whole news. She's got a hot big butt steak waiting for you. I'm tired of poultry from the old turkey plant. But all of the women are juicy and fat. It's a dirty, tough job, but someone's got to do it. I'm a man in my prime, and I'm coming for you. Rump, roll, shave, ham, corn dog, or fish. Got a big, hairy butt steak waiting for you. Butt steak. And no drinking gin, but even Jessica Hahn, she cannot deny you when you're off of the clock and you worked overtime. Well, we'll shave him, plus what we'll do. She's got a juicy pink butt steak waiting for you.
Yeah, another week, another new CD player. Why isn't it going on?
Well, I know that I've been bothering you all night long to get you on the floor to dance. But I also see he's got you there wrapped in his arms, so I won't get the chance. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to talk to you. That little while.
cocaine did. He left a mine in an open field, full of old cars with bullet holes in the mirror. He tried to do his best, but he could not. Please take my advice. Supposed to go down that way. But they burned his brother, you know, and they left him lying in the driveway. They let him down. He tried to do his best, but he could not. Please take my advice.
Open up the tire.
monotony and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's...
Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound.
Whoa.
WFMU. East Orange.
Whoa.
Vom time. That was it.
Whoa.
That was the Vom.
Whoa.
And the unrestrained use of excessive volume as experienced by, counting backwards, the Motor City 5.
Featuring Rob Tyner on banjo in the background there.
Yeah. Link Ray from the album Link Does Jimmy. Climbing a High Wall.
That one goes out to Laurie S.
Yeah, Neil Young and his tribute to sleazy coke murderers with tired eyes.
Everybody's got one.
Roscoe, the missing vibe meister, with Next to the Last Waltz.
Missing, presumed, stinking.
Yeah, missing, presumed, drunk. And we open up with that, Joey Skidmore and Roscoe and his gang play on that one. That's called Butt State. Soon to be a major motion picture. Starring... Oh.
Hound has optioned it, folks.
Yeah, we won't.
Who
tell
does
you.
That star?
That's huh?
Who does that star? It's going to have to involve a lot of women with pillows stuck down the back of their.
I don't know.
Slides.
Well, Roseanne Barr is hot, you know, these days. Did you see the?
In what context?
She's on like, a lot of magazine covers. Oh. You know, she fills up the page nice and good. You put lots of print
Roseanne,
over her.
Roseanne Barr's head with
she is
Margaret's
truly
body.
Repulsive and not funny.
Yeah.
Anyway,
John Goodman, sexiest big guy of 1989, according to People magazine.
Study shows why liquor is quicker on women. Drinking goes to women's heads a lot faster than men's heads.
This is from the We Could Have Told You That desk?
Yeah. It turns out that scientists believe the discovery of this enzyme in that is more prevalent in women's bodies is why women get drunker faster. The enzyme is called alcohol dehydrogenase, and it works better on a full stomach. But that's what, which is why people who have a full stomach can hold their liquor better, I guess. But women absorb one-third more alcohol into their blood than men do, even when they are the same size and drink the same amount.
They get all the breaks.
Yeah. Here's a quote from Dr. Judith Gavilar of the University of Pittsburgh.
Fire away and fall back, Judith.
I am convinced that there are sex differences in handling alcohol. This is a very important study for all of us doing research in alcohol. This will change the way we approach the subject.
You know, I think you could turn that around and say, I'm convinced that there are alcohol differences in handling sex.
Well, let's turn that around and say that.
Yeah. What are we going to turn around now?
I don't know. Does that lead into something? Where's the story that Andy Schwartz sent in? Every time I hand a news story over there, it disappears.
Would this perhaps be Andy's earmarked Xerox?
Yeah, from Andy Schwartz, from the Rock Desk Cub reporter, Andy Schwartz. You want to read it? Go ahead. You read it.
Bo Diddley has recorded two anti-drug songs for his new album, quote, Breaking Through the BS, end quote. This is on the Triple X record label. The songs are called Down with the Pusher and Wake Up America. I feel like I have a mission, Diddley says. I want to try to tell kids to stay away from drugs and all that mess. I know drugs have always been around. I've seen them. But now we have 10 and 12-year-old kids smoking crack. There's got to be some way to pull kids off the streets and put them to work. It sounds like Ed Koch. There's got to be an alternative to the street. All I can say to that is, Bo knows bandwagon jumping.
Yep. And wasn't there a connected story there?
Well, there's more music news here. Apparently, William C. Randall, state representative in Georgia, wants to make Tutti Frutti the... apparently, Georgia already has a state song, that being Georgia on My Mind, right? Big surprise. But they want a state rock and roll song, and this guy's proposing Tutti Frutti.
They should get the pre-Little Richard lyrics for it.
The song is Tutti Frutti, that raunchy, raucous, and suggestive classic of rock and roll that one music critic said, quote, defined what rock and roll was all about.
I hate all that.
And what another critic called, you'll like this, Bruce, an incredible berserk vinyl telegram.
I just saw a dog run.
Its best-known version was co-written and recorded by, as we all know, Richard Penniman, a Macon native better known as Little Richard. Some lawmakers shudder at the thought of recognizing a song that they believe has unwholesome sexual connotations. They're kind of reading into it, don't you think? Others find it hard to warm up to the image of a gyrating and pouting Little Richard as emblematic of Georgia.
Or a gyrating and palpitating Pat Boone.
If you think of some of the sissies that came out of Athens, Georgia, Little Richard looks like quite the He-Man.
Yeah, well, that's
the heart of enemy territory.
That's a fact. But there's a little background here. The idea of a state having an official rock and roll song is not new. In 85... Ohio, Sally's home state, adopted Hang on Sloopy, sung by the McCoys, as its official state rock and roll song. It had been written by Ohioans, he said, but was designated because it was regularly played by the Ohio State University band at football games. The football being the secular religion here, this is a quote, it was like a hymn. It went through the legislature like a steamroller, and they were singing it in the chambers. Hang on, Sloopy?
They didn't either. They're serious.
Anyway, a similar attempt 2 years ago to have Louie Louie performed by the Kingsmen, designated as Oregon's official rock anthem, died in committee.
Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to.
Get to it.
We have Hillbilly Hangover, and then coming up after that, we're going to get to those missing links. The Link Ray...
No, not breakfast meat.
Yes. And then we're going to do the Even a Moron Can Make a Great Record set, and then we should be able to get the hell out of here. Andy, where's my coffee? All right, let's get
to... where are we going for dinner tonight?
I don't know. The focaccia's usually not crowded.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get right to Hillbilly Hangover. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. This is Warren Smith. The Golden Rocket.
It's all true. I can corroborate this.
Big eight wheel, I'm moving down the track. Me and your two loving daddy ain't coming back. And I'm a moving on, I'll soon be gone. You're flying high for my little sky, and I'm a moving on. Mr. Engineer, take your throttle in hand. Don't you know you're taking me to Dixieland? Keep on moving me on, I'll soon be gone. You're flying high for my little sky, and I'm a moving on.
conquer in a little cabana in old Havana. The people in Fresno was doing the tango. Yeah, we were
give a listen to me. Let me tell you my troubles in Tennessee. There's no hesitation. They're sweeping the nation. And that golden rock is gonna take my blues away.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Take a nice, long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew, 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up.
A man is a fool from the day he's born, and it lasts until he dies. There's always a woman with wiles and snares he can never escape, though he tries. He'll blink her eyes like a moonstruck cow and wiggle herself in hearts. And before he knows it, he's a married man, and then his trouble starts. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is the devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap. A smile on his face and meekly says, I do. And the knot is tied, but it's around his neck. It's a knot he can't undo. A lion kiss and a week of bliss, and the sucker is doomed for life. He finds he's married to a chatterbox instead of a loving wife. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is a devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap. A place in the sleep by and by where a man can eventually go, where a woman will only be allowed two words, a respectful yes or no. Oh, in that beautiful place where a man is the boss and his spirit can soar and sing. He can do as he pleases and never hear a yap. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman's tongue is a devil when it's hung in the middle and wags both ends. Jaw, 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 yap, 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 yap. A woman can drive a good man nuts with her jaw and her yap, yap, yap.
That's life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Well, I'm just a post on which you lean. Left your love just a go between. Change of a heart that can't be free. The image of a man I thought I'd be. Alone so long and free. Nothing but blues for company. Well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me.
Folks, we're going to have to interrupt Hillbilly Hangover in this very depressing Ferlin Husky song because our Vibemeister is on the line. what we've all been waiting for. Let's see. How do we get him on the air now? It doesn't seem to be on the Symmetrics. Airline. And that should... Oh, Scoya on there now. Yes. Yeah. Okay, Roscoe.
Yo.
You're there.
We're happening?
Yeah, what's going on there? We didn't think we were going to hear from you.
Well, I was stuck in the tunnel.
Ooh.
En route to the Green Parrot in Neptune, New Jersey.
Yes, we've been announcing that.
Neptune, New Jersey.
Hmm.
Right now I'm at...
Right across from Uranus.
Stinking Maxwell's.
You're at Maxwell's now?
Yeah, getting the equipment.
Oh, so how did your gig go last night?
It was pretty fun. My voice lasted. Then I went out and tortured it for a while afterwards at the booze pit.
Mm-hmm, I heard.
Oh, you probably got all the news.
If I don't use a tuner?
Oh. So, the New York Times calls you a country rockabilly act.
Yeah, well, I call them fools.
But the Village...
I'm in one of those groups too, Sco. Join the club, man.
Rockabilly?
But the Village Voice called Neil Young's Tonight the Night a rockabilly album, so we figured it all fits.
So it's better than disco.
Well, they've been calling us rockabilly for years. I guess they're changing over to calling us surf now.
Oh, yeah? Figure. Well, that's cool, except
At least surf guys don't use hairspray, you know?
Charlie don't surf.
There it is.
So what's today's vibe, Sco?
Today's vibe is cold and obnoxious life.
Mm.
I really don't have I'm an hour and a half late, and I don't have any kind of segment, and all the stuff, the stories that I could think of are too filthy and would get you in trouble with these other stupid stations that are trying to run you off the air.
Yeah. Well, did you hear the seg? We seg butt steak into Next to the Last Waltz into Tired Eyes.
Oh, I really would have liked to. We were in the tunnel. We couldn't hear it.
Oh.
You had to hum it.
Yeah, well,
when you're in the tunnel, you're in the tunnel. There's nothing
you
can do.
Yeah, sounds good.
The smell in the darkness.
You know what you do when you're stuck in that tunnel, Roscoe? You yodel.
Yodel in the tunnel. No, that's what Joan Jett does.
Oh, God. Is that really
okay, well, bad jokes aside, I'm going to let you guys get back to your musical venture.
Okay, Roscoe.
And we'll see you for some kind of... I was looking for you, Bruce. I called your machine, you know.
When was that, bro?
This afternoon. I thought you were going to tag along.
I'm having trouble walking, partner.
Uh-huh.
Well, sitting down at a radio station's okay.
But anyway...
Well, always good to hear from you, Roscoe.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Roscoe, you can catch him at the Green Parrot in Neptune, New Jersey.
Neptune,
tonight.
New Jersey, birthplace of the Dan Electro guitar, folks.
Yeah, Roscoe got
strongly
a,
recommended.
Roscoe did get a great new guitar. He got a Harmony Stratotone like J.B. Lenoir used to play.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to some Furlan Husky. Eh? Yeah?
You got any Furlan Husky, Hound?
See what I can do.
Well, the flame of love was warm my soul. Now it's a spot so dark and cold. Tears that I've cried won't flow no more. Cause my heart just died at heaven's door. Alone so long, misery. Nothing but blues for company. Well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
And you men, you're holding back, many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old cuckleburr? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once. to the Brinkley Hospital's Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how I used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party. I'm gonna give myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party, think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party.
This is a hit!
Come on, Pete!
Working. Y'all don't get me tickled, my lips won't pucker. Ow! Ow! Oh, oh, ow! Oh, oh, by that old mule, he's really fine. Oh, that's little! That old mule was really balky. Took me a cucumber under his tail. Y'all just seen him hit the trail. Hey, boys, hold the music. Hold the music there. Stop the music. I think old Father Fossil is a fixing to let out one of the keenest yells you ever heard in your life.
You better move back, friends, from that speaker, because a little fine spray that comes out of here when I do this.
Back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. That was our Hillbilly Hangover. For today, Country Boy Eddie with Fodder Fossil Blues. Don Gibson, I'm Gonna Give Myself a Party.
The Weaker Sex.
Ferlin Husky and Dragging the River. Texas Jim Roberts and Jaw Jaw Yap Yap. That's Andy's favorite song. And since he brought a date today, we thought we'd maybe get her reaction to it. Warren Smith and the Golden Rocket. And the Vibe Report in the middle there. Anyway, let's just go through these things one more time, the renouncement thing.
Yeah.
Roscoe down at the Green Parrot in Neptune, New Jersey. That's right across...
Arrived drunk, folks.
Right across from Uranus. Booker T and the MGs next Friday and Saturday at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Not tonight.
Solve the Eddie Floyd riddle before then. Win a prize.
All right. Carla Thomas and William Bell at the Village Gate Sunday. The Mad Daddies for free tonight at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Todd Browning films all night long, starting at 12:45 this morning on TNT Network. And next week on The Hound Show, Billy Miller from Norton Records and the A-Bones and Kix Magazine is going to be here previewing three Link Wray albums that they have out. Also, the next not-yet-released King Yusinevich album, the next Hazel Atkins record. All kinds of amazing stuff. That'll be a good one.
Everything but the A-Bones, folks. Call up and ask them about it.
But we have the other set of test pressings here for that Link Wray stuff. We're going to get to it right now. Some Link Wray that has rarely ever been heard before. And kick it off with, oh man, you're going to like this
Missing
one.
Missing Links, folks.
Big City
Not
After Dark. Hold it. You know, it's really hard to cue this Jell-O-embedded turntable. I'm going to re-cue it because you got to hear the beginning.
Thanks, Sound.
You know, you hit the thing too hard and the needle jumps. That's what happens.
Well, maybe you should stop hitting the thing too hard.
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Your stereos full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
I want to
sit right down and cry. Oh, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, Hound here, and we're thinking Link with those five in a row from Link Wray from these three volumes of previously unreleased or extremely rare Link Wray.
Linking up.
Yeah, that was Hold It, counting backwards.
Link.
We heard I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Cry Over You. Link Wray as part of the Moon Men with Some Kind of Nut. Laudy Miss Claudie, a live version of that.
And song is only a one-lunged Indian can sing.
Right, and then we opened up with Link's Big City After Dark, the title track from the second volume on these missing links. And Billy Miller will be here next week, and we'll get into some serious Linkology, as well as previews of the upcoming Untamed Youth and King Yusinevich and the Yusinevich Tones and Hazel Atkins LPs that'll be out sometime in the next decade.
And a lot of stupid puns.
Yeah. And once again, we'd like to say get those letters in to help keep WFMU alive. Maybe we should read this one more time.
Do you want to do like the whole dramatic reading thing again?
One more dramatic reading, then we'll get to our ridiculous set. You want your part there, Bill Brooch? You ready?
Just give me the solid cue, all right?
Okay.
And we're not supposed to yuck it up either, Dave said so.
By now, many of you have heard that WFMU is facing a serious threat to its existence. Three other non-commercial radio stations have asked the FCC to cut our power from 1,440 watts down to 650 watts. The FCC is considering their request and will make a ruling sometime this year. If we do have to drop our power to less than half of what it has been for the last 25 years, we will lose many listeners and have a very difficult time raising enough money to pay our bills. Ba-boom.
Together, the three stations who are fighting us have 80,000 watts. We have 1,440, and they're trying to cut us down to 650. The three of them have an annual budget of well over $2 million a year. We have an annual budget of $135,000. They get government money, college money, grants, and underwriting. We rely completely on listener contributions, and the three of them are splitting the expenses that it costs to fight. We have to pick up the tab by ourselves. They claim that we interfere with 3,000 of their potential listeners. To solve this problem, they propose cutting WFMU off from over 2 million potential listeners.
There are things listeners can do to help, but right now what we're trying to do is collect as many individual letters as possible from listeners. We will collect these letters, and then when we have about 5 or 10,000 of them, we will submit them to the FCC. We have already received several hundred letters, and we thank everybody who's already sent a letter in.
Thank you.
If you have not written a letter of support yet, here is the information to include: how long you have been listening or contributing to WFMU. If you listen to WFMU despite its crummy reception, include that in your letter, please. Talk about what the station means to you. If WFMU were to disappear from your radio dial, write whether or not you would be able to find a substitute for it. Be sure to include your full name and address, and here is the address to send your letters to: WFMU Attention Station Manager, Uppsala College, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. Please do not write the FCC or your congressman. Every week at 12:15 in the afternoon, Ken Friedman will take all your questions on the air, give you a weekly update on the situation. He'll even mention those other stations by name. And it will be rebroadcast every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Also, there's a little piece in this week's New York Press and last Wednesday's Newsday that will tell you the names of the stations.
Right, also, the voice, I think, too.
That was
right?
A couple of weeks ago. Anyway, let's get right into it. Should we tell people what they're going to hear first, or just let them play it and then let them figure it out? Because we got the retarded set.
Well, why intercourse around with them? May as well just tell them what they're in
oh,
for.
How do you feel? We got a whole set of people like you would never have expected to have made a decent record, who actually made great records at one point in their career.
Ah, the explanation.
And we're going
clears.
And we're going to kick it off with David Gates of Bread fame.
go forth and figure,
man.
Folks.
The guitar man himself.
Just as sweet as could be, she said, come on in and rock all night with me. I found me a real swinging baby jump, but one that all she wants to do is a pound ball. Rocking and a rolling, bopping and a showing, she come running to my back and call. Thank you.
but she's rocking with me. Although I still don't even know her name, I just can't seem to get enough of that name. I got Mary a swinging, baby duck, and all she wants to do is a howling ball. Rocking and rolling, bopping and soaring, she come running to my beck and call. I wish you could hear, I wish that you could see the way she acts when she's alone with me. She hardly moves herself, she's so refined and tame, but when she calls my name, it's not all the same. I got me a real swinging baby dog, I wonder all she wants to do is a howling ball. Rocking and rolling, bopping and strolling, she come running to my beck and call.
Scared now, I will be Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here, and that was, well, let me just tell you what all that was, and you can decide. That was Paul Simon doing business as Tico and the Triumphs with She's a Bad Motorcycle.
Early tax write-off.
I don't know. But he's truly somebody I think is a vile little cretin.
You mean Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Paul Simon?
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Paul Simon, yeah. Wayne Newton, of all people, Mr. Las Vegas, coming on too strong. R.D. Taylor. Indian. Remember Indiana Wants Me?
Forget.
Lord, I can't go back there.
Same guy. High School Dance. Pat Boone, of all people, with Beach Girl. And we opened up with David Gates of Bread fame. What a great name for a band. Bread. I mean, how blatant
Who they trying to kid?
I mean, I tell you, any investors out there with a lot of money, any like shyster music industry lawyers,
as opposed to the other
there,
kind,
I got an idea, folks. We'll make a billion. We get like one guy from Buffalo Springfield, one guy who was in the Birds. We can throw in like, you know, J.B. Souther or somebody from Emmylou Harris's band. Just any four guy used to be in the Eagles, like four L.A. band geeks. We call it California. We call the album Soft Rock. We'll make a bit. Anyway, that was David Gates swinging Baby Doll. Yeah, the light bulb went off, and it's going to burn out
like
in a second.
It's like a fluorescent tube there.
Anyway, this is WFMU. I am the Hound. Let's get back. We could play some more records. We got a good one queued up.
Or we could talk about ourselves and how we feel.
This next one has a L.A. geek on it, like Joe Hill Lewis. He's sort of an L.A. session man. Yeah, this is the early years.
Roots of Joe Hill.
Caterpillar Crawl with the Stranger.
Request for them, we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Oh, you won't dance.
I just wanna hold you.
Oh, read it, eeny, baby, that's all right with me. Oh, read it, eeny, baby, that's all right with me. Oh, read it, eeny, baby, I'll even set you free.
This is a hit!
This is a hit!
Find
she been doing me wrong. Must have hooked it up wrong. They strapped me in the electric chair and I thought, what a fool. If I just made it down to the electrician school, I thought that I was rid of her, but now I see she's gonna be right down there with me.
Back in the States.
All right, I guess that pretty much wraps it up. Let's go over that last set.
Meanwhile, back in Munich.
Get your pens out. You're getting a quiz on this next week. Don Cole, Lie Detector Machine. Different version than is on the Sin Alley album. Royal Holidays and Rockin' on the Bandstand. Driving Joe Victor, Ready, Ready, Baby.
I noticed this.
Yeah. Actually, the other one's better, but this one's harder to find.
It goes out to Phil Smith in any case.
The Trojans with I Want to Make Love to You. Ike Turner on guitar, that was by request. Joe Hill Lewis and the Strangers, Caterpillar Crawl. And that's it, we've got through with it. Next week we'll be back with Billy Miller. Lori S. is up next. Who's her special guest again? She's got a live...
I forget.
Lori? She's downstairs.
Lori's having the Beatles reunion on her show tonight.
All right. Anyway, we'd like to thank the entire gang today.
Featuring members
Andy
of
the
Wings.
Bartender. Maria. Sally the bartender, Denois, Il Brooch.
Yeah, it was a redhead exacta today, folks.
Yeah, and the other guy. What's his face? All right, that's it. Let's get the hell out of here. Food time. WFMU, East Orange.